Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The shepherd knows that sheep don't, they cannot lay down on their back, because if sheep lay down on their back, they will drown internally from the fluid in the lung because they can't get up. They are not shaped in a way. God didn't make them like dogs to roll over and get up. You'll never see a sheep in a circus rolling over. All you see sheep do is trot out and maybe jump through a hoop, but you'll never see them roll over, because if they go on their back, they're going to die. Isn't that beautiful? That means Jesus keeps the devil off your back, because you don't have any protection for your back. The weaponry that he gives us in Ephesians 6 is a breastplate, a helmet, a girdle, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, but nothing for our backs. Our backs are never exposed to the enemy, because God knows that in your back, if something hits your back, you'll never be able to recover. So what he does, hallelujah, he doesn't give you any armor for your back, but he appoints goodness and mercy. They follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy are two angelic beings of God who watch your back. Hallelujah. Shepherd knows his sheep. Sheep have very keen hearing. They know the voice of their shepherd. They can pick their shepherd's voice out of a voice of hundreds. They know when their shepherd calls. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Jesus has given us such spiritual hearing. When I was a young recruit in boot camp, we would march across what's called the grinder. It's the parade deck. There would be many platoons out there marching across the parade deck. And if you've ever heard Marine drill instructors sing cadence, it's the most beautiful sound in the world. And every drill instructor has their own unique way of calling cadence as you walk. And your platoon of 70 to 75 young men walking across the parade deck, the leather heels are hitting the tarmac, the asphalt, on a hot summer day. And you hear those heels bouncing off of the tarmac. And the drill instructors are all calling out their cadences. But your drill instructor may say, platoon, halt! And nobody else is saying halt, but all of his platoon stops. Why? They know his voice. In a world full of questions, in a world full of sickness and disease, the voice of the Lord is calling to his sheep, be at peace, be healed, walk in prosperity, walk in power, walk in deliverance. Don't be bound. Don't fear North Korea. Don't worry about social unrest. I am with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort you. I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Your cup will run over. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. God has been challenging me since March of this year. Why do you believe what the world tells you? We are prone to believe whatever the world tells us, whatever the doctor tells us. Whatever the lawyer, oh, your case is not winnable. Oh, well, I guess you know, because you've been to law school. But God created the lawyer. Well, doctor, I guess you know when you say this is incurable. But God created the doctor. And then on top of that, he created me. Oh, God, help me. When you take your car to Pep Boys, they may say, we can't fix it. But when you take it back to the dealer, they can fix it because they're the ones that made it. Don't you know doctors run out of options, but Jesus never fails? Hallelujah. This morning when I got up, I looked at the clock and I was thinking about this message, and the Lord said something to me. He says, I want you to continue with instructions for supernatural living. And I was glad because I had spent all week on this segment. And so I began to think, and I woke up and I saw Jesus feeding the multitude. I saw this as a panoramic vision in my spirit. I saw in my mind Jesus was just replacing fish that he gave out. He'd pick up a basket, another one would happen. He'd pick up another, and another one would come. He'd give out one, and another one would come. And then my mind immediately shifted over to the wedding feast, and I saw Jesus walking over to water pots, and he just said, now dip it out. He didn't wave his hand over it. He didn't say anything to the water. He spoke to the servants. He didn't do anything to the water at the beginning. He just told them, he said, look, just dip out, dip it out. That's all they had to do. See, some miracles don't require you to understand. Just do what God tells you. See, we always try to figure it out. Right now, God might tell you right now, you're sitting up here with an arthritic knee, and the Lord speaks to you and says, get up and jump. You go, oh, Lord, if I jump, I'm going to fall. You just lost your healing. Holy Spirit going to move off of you and go to somebody else, and he's going to keep going until he finds somebody who's willing to get up and jump. But everybody else that's sitting there trying to figure it out, you lost it because you're trying to figure it out. Don't figure it out. Just do it. And he's talking to me this morning, and he knows my mind. He knows I'm very pragmatic. I'm very inquisitive. I said, what are you trying to say to me? He said, all that stuff happened in the supernatural. Jesus didn't feed those people in the natural. He fed them from the supernatural, and it manifested in the natural. Everything God does is in the supernatural, and it catches up with you. You've got to go to where the stuff is. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. You see, America loves to send truckloads and boatloads of food to people that are hungry, but they don't want to put the industries there that could feed them. And that's how we are. We want to keep coming to church, and we want to keep having a miracle happen in church when God says, if you learn how to walk in the supernatural during the week, when you come together, it is a joining of faith and a releasing of what's already there. Are you with me? Because you've got to understand that Jesus said, I've come to give you life. I came to give you Zoe, Zoe, Zoe. It's spelled Z-O-E, but it's pronounced Zoe. And it means the life in the spirit world that is full of God. When Adam fell, he brought a curse. And that curse created poverty and sickness and disease. Not all at once. But it happened over a series of decades and centuries and millennia. Now we are in the final stages of the total degradation of creation. We are in the final stages of it. That's why you see the world going crazy. In fact, Jesus says that when you see these signs, notice Jesus does not say the signs that precede his second coming are going to be spiritual. He doesn't say you will see an increase in the demonic. He does not say you'll see an increase in the satanic. But he says you will see an increase in earthquakes, in floods. Why? Because Paul writes and says all of creation is groaning. Why? It's waiting for the manifestation of us. Because we have the answer to all of these problems. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, forgive your sin and heal your land. We are the supernatural giants of restoration. So the devil wants to promote destruction and keep us walking in the flesh. Now, when you came to Christ, you immediately graduated to the Spirit. Prior to Jesus, you walked in the flesh. the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye. They were the motivating factors of your existence. But then you became born again. But no one sat you down and said, here are these principles. This is how you live in the spirit. This is how you call things from that realm into your realm. So the devil says, what I'm going to do is pervert your understanding. I'm going to make you think that God's got cars in the spirit that you can call into the natural. But baby, God ain't got no cars in the spirit. He don't need cars when you can just wind up over there. Jesus walked through door. The boys are up in the upper room hiding. All 11 of them, they all up there hiding. What we going to do? I don't know, man. Jesus, look, I don't know what happened. I thought this was it. Judas was gone, and the other 11 up there hiding. They were scared. And here come Jesus through a locked door. Peace. Can you imagine? Peace. He had already appeared to a few of them. And they were up there trying to convince everybody else. And my man Thomas was there. Thomas said, I ain't going to believe you. Y'all ran just like me. Telling me Jesus came. He said, I ain't going to believe it till I see it with my eyes. Now watch. This is where a lot, again, our modern theology, we've come up with doubting Thomas. He wasn't doubting. He was not doubting Jesus. He was doubting them. And it's okay to doubt them. Just don't doubt him. Because if he doubted, God couldn't respond to doubt. Jesus showed up and said, come here, baby. Put your hands in there. Touch those wounds. Don't be doubtful. Come on over here. Look, Jesus was giving an example. When people tell you stuff that you cannot receive, get it for yourself. Have your own interaction with God. You see, when you get up and you talk about God delivering you, there'll be somebody in the audience that'll say, I don't believe that God does that. But then when you get delivered, the next time you hear it, you'll say, amen, amen.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at betheldeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join your Bethel family for the Power of God Revival 2017, Wednesday, October 25th through Friday, October 27th, 7 p.m. nightly at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come fellowship with us as our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. delivers an impactful word from God each night. We'll also be led in praise and worship by a powerful music ministry. Prayer precedes each service at 6 p.m. So come out so you can tap into the power of God.